You're listening to WRUU LP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul. You are listening to Murmurations by Kirsten Volness. Is it jazz? Is it classical? Is it pop? Who cares about what label we give it or what musical genre it is? Because it is just wonderful music. You are listening to Evening Eclectic, and I'm Dave Lake, your host, for the next 2 hours of just that, music without labels, just great music and conversation. Enjoy. Tonight on Evening Eclectic, I'm talking with composer and violinist Keita Hostetter about her debut album, Uraj Ale, Impressions of Ethiopia, which was released this past Monday, April 20th, on Domino Sound. The album features sonic memoirs developed during her 11 years living in Addis Ababa. And in 2 days, on Tuesday, April 28th, a multimedia performance of this album is scheduled for Roulette Intermedium in Brooklyn, New York, as part of her 2026 residency there. And I have my tickets right here. Welcome to Evening Eclectic, Keita Hostetter.
Thank you so much, Dave. So happy to be here.
So let's get to know Keita Hostetter. Tell me your musical journey.
A myriad of things. Always curious, though. I have to say that I was born into a musical family in California. Both of my parents are also deep dive cultural music nuts. But I was also classically trained on violin and just ever exposed to a lot of different things. So when I eventually moved to Ethiopia, this was a little bit on brand for my family, as well as, you know, my community of excited by independent scholars of different musical traditions. So I'm lucky to have that model from young years.
So you were raised then as a classical violin player, taking regular private lessons, probably?
Yeah, not usually competitive or anything like that, but just steadily taking my lessons and playing with other kids in school and this and that. But I loved it.
And so did you then continue that in college?
Took big breaks, and eventually I did try conservatory, but I was much older by then, around 24, and I only went for 1 year. So I wasn't really cut out for the conservatory, but classical music still is, you know, important to me.
And why Ethiopia?
Ethiopia came out of, as I was saying, I was like really into everything. And in my late teens, early 20s, I was living in Boston and having different deep dives of different kinds of music, really. Balkan music, there was a lot of people interested in that at the time. Free jazz, I was really excited about that, and playing with Butch Morris and when he came to town, and other amazing free jazz musicians in Boston, including Jim Hobbs, and a ton of different kinds of music. And I was living in this big group house, and one of my roommates became friends with an Ethiopian-American guy our age. And he started hanging out with us at the house, bringing his cassettes over. This is Danny McConan, founder of Debo Band. And Danny became a quick friend, and we were just all so enthused about Ethiopian music. and Danny's heritage. So that became sort of like a fan club slash cooking club slash people trying to learn the music, which became Debo Band and my first Ethiopian touring ensemble. We did a lot of concerts all over US and Europe. So that's really how my relationship started with Ethiopian music. I was ripe for it.
Did the band play in Ethiopia as part of your nationwide tours?
We did. That was the major turning point, I have to say. So what happened was Danny was in touch with the original Ethiopique's, creator and his whole team of people in Ethiopia, cultural curators, and they had a festival. And so they invited Debo Band to play at a festival in Ethiopia of ensembles creating Ethiopian music with their own flavor. And so Debo Band went to Ethiopia, and that is where I discovered the traditional music, the traditional instruments, a lot of the traditional singing, and I just was totally amazed. So that was a major turning point for me and made me change my life.
Well, I have to admit that even though this was probably, 30 some years ago now, when I worked in Boston, there was this great Ethiopian restaurant that was on Mass Ave, I think near the corner of Huntington. That was my only exposure to Ethiopia in Boston.
Oh, yeah. I think I know the one. Well, there's one called Lucy right around there. Great spot. There's a significant Ethiopian community there, not super congealed. There's a couple community centers, which became haunts for us as well, and both Eritrean and Ethiopian. And so that we became friendly with people there too. But restaurants are a great way to connect to a culture.
And so you have then coming up at Roulette a multimedia performance of this album. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. So it's going to involve projection, video, activated live by myself during the performance. The source material of the video is basically little videos that I made of fabric that I collected in Ethiopia. So one of my other pursuits while living in Ethiopia was fabric and textile oriented. And this has always been something that's like run alongside my music adventures is textile and fabric as well. All the way to the point of I had a shirt company, fashion label based out of Ethiopia for some years. So yeah, the projection is basically working with these textiles, very close, zoomed in, where you really see the weave, the handwork of this textiles, and then just playing with patterns and colors. And it's in the end, it's abstract. But it's not very digital feeling because it's, really, I can really feel the fabric through it. And yeah, and we'll have a little bit of snacks. We're gonna have, I just want to really warm up the room and bring the atmosphere in as many ways as I can. So a little bit of, distinct Ethiopian smells. I hope to bring in the certain frankincense that you'll see around Ethiopia. And yeah, it's gonna be multimedia.
And so tell me about the inspiration of each of these pieces that are on the album. Let's start with the first cut.
Happily, the first cut is Music Always Silt. And I chose this as my first piece on the album because it's one of the first Ethiopian melodies I ever heard. I think probably the Ethiopique's release that Danny probably brought over to our house in Jamaica Plain. So this is an instrumental piece. The translation means music style. And this is a piece written by Haile Mergia, who is now a really well-known performer. He's out here touring all over the place. And it's a piece that is covered by many, many different bands. It's a lot of times I've noticed if people want to connect with me, oh, you're into Ethiopian music. I love this one song, Musicali Silt. Or, there's a band that plays music from all over the world. Their one Ethiopian song will be Musicali Silt. So I really wanted my first song to be familiar and really welcoming and really, a portal into familiarity, while the rest of the songs might not ring a bell at all. I really wanted the first one to ring a bell.
Now, all of the works on this album are for violin and electronics. Is it pre-recorded electronics or live electronics?
All of it is creative live before your eyes when I perform it. And the album sounds pretty much exactly how the show is. Yeah, and that is really important to me because I love and I really believe in taking a risk for the audience and making each performance unique and special to the day. So that's really important to me. And you do have the option when you're working with electronics to not do it that way. But I purposely decide to do it a certain way, creating it in the moment. So for the album, we did all the songs that way. And I think there was one that we tried a little bit of studio where we re-recorded it so we could have different lines or something like that because of how the path of the channels go. But all the songs are how I play them live.
Well, and on this Musica Silt, it is really interesting because throughout the piece, the violin is modified to sound almost like a wind instrument, and particularly like a melodica.
Yes. So my tools are like I use a multi-effects pedal and then I use a loop pedal. And yeah, I really try and with one instrument, I'm working with constraints, but I really try to pull out the different sounds that I can through effects. That's my aim, to make the different voices really come out and use different sounds for them. Whether it's a wind or bass, or it could be or an electric guitar, chunky thing, or something like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, every piece really has a very rhythmic ostinato, as well as the violin. And the rhythmic ostinato will be created electronically on the spot, as well as the violin and violin effects. And so you have, let's move on to the second piece, Zita. And this has very interesting electronic ostinato. It's a wow, wow electronic ostinato.
Yes. Well, this is a really, really important piece. And I actually recorded a lot more songs than could fit on the album, but I just knew this one had to be there, even though it's a bit long for a vinyl. But it's such an important piece. Tzita has three meanings in Ethiopian music. It's one of the four distinct Ethiopian scales. It's also a song that's known that's in this scale. And then thirdly, the actual meaning of the word is nostalgia. So when you put that together, it is a song that speaks to nostalgia in the scale of nostalgia, Tzita. And then beyond that, it's a piece that pretty much everyone will do. Like a lot of singers will have their signature Tzita. And there's actually a lot of variety to it, but it does have these certain signifying chirps or phrases and that you know, oh, this is Tzita. And so, yeah, I just really wanted to contribute my Tzita to the canon. And it was important to me as someone who lived there for a long time, flooding memories, coming back, nostalgia flooding.
Well, and on this particular piece, Tzita, as well as some of the other ones on the album, you do a lot of combining of pits along with arco.
Yeah, absolutely. This is for the variety of sound and texture that I can pull out of a live one-woman show. And I have a five-string violin, so I utilize that to really get the bass, the lower notes and stuff like that. So, yeah. The
Thank you.
This is WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with Global Soul.
You're listening to WRUU, your local radio station, for people just like you, hosted by people from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, coworkers, and others from the Savannah and Lowcountry area. In other words, WRUU is your community radio station. Please help us by donating whatever you can to help your neighbors and friends stay on the air. Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station. Any amount is welcomed. Thank you for your support of WRUU.
This portion of WRUU's programming is brought to you by listeners like you and by the Arts Southeast Sulphur Street Fair. The Sulphur Street Fair takes place on Friday, May 1st on 39th Street between Bull Street and DeSoto Avenue from 5 to 9 p.m. as part of Starland First Fridays, featuring local vendors, artists, food trucks, music, and more. Arts Southeast Sulphur Street Fair is the perfect way to celebrate art and the community in Savannah. For more information, visit artssoutheast.org. Performers for Social Justice Awareness will perform Eve Ensler's The Vagina Monologues at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah in Troop Square on May 2nd at 7 p.m. This production depicts interviews with women in monologue format featuring topics of violence, injustice, body image, and sexual liberation. Although some vignettes are presented with dark humor, this performance is not recommended for pre-adolescents due to its controversial content. Tickets are available at Eventbrite. This music is often called classical music. But remember, Mozart, Beethoven, and Liszt were the rock stars of their time, so I simply call it great music. I'm your host, Dave Lake, and join me for four centuries of great music, with new episodes each week on Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. We also have encores of these episodes on Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. from mid-June to early December. Welcome back to Evening Eclectic. I'm your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Evening Eclectic, I'm talking with composer and violinist Keita Hostetter about her debut album, Uraj Ale, Impressions of Ethiopia, which was released this past Monday, April 20th, on Domino Sound. The album features sonic memoirs developed during her 11 years living in Addis Ababa. And in 2 days, on Tuesday, April 28th, a multimedia performance of this album is scheduled for Roulette Intermedium in Brooklyn, New York, as part of her 2026 residency there. And I have my tickets right here. And the next piece is Libe.
Libe, yes. Really fun story about this one. So just living my life in Addis, and I'm on the minibus, squished against the window. It's way too packed, stuck in traffic, and you know that altitude is very, very high in Addis Ababa, so the sun is strong and it's like near the equator, and I'm dying, gasping for breath, and I just crack open the window, and then my ears just hear this amazing sound blaring out of a barbershop while we're stuck in traffic, and I just locked onto that. And it was kind of my savior from claustrophobia, but also the song was so hypnotizing. So I really focused on it and later went to my violin to be like, well, how did that go? And put it together and resulted in a song. But I didn't know the name of it. I couldn't find it. And I did hear it months later again. And I was like, there's the song. But, oh, it's much different than I actually remembered it. So I inadvertently wrote a piece, but I think it captured the atmosphere that I originally felt when I got it.
Well, and this piece also has a characteristic that you'll hear a lot throughout the other pieces. And this is a layering effect, because you have sonar-like pinging that begins in the electronics. And then you have, along with that pinging, you have electronic riffs on violin pits, And then in addition to that, you have an electronic melodic line. All of this is the sort of background to the violin.
Yeah, I just kind of build up the atmosphere little by little in order to bring people in. A lot of the melodies are so ornamented that you really need a strong, solid background in contrast for it to be well delivered, I feel. And that is one of the essence features of what I loved of Ethiopian music when I first heard it, was the very solid background with the super virtuosic, ornamented melody floating above.
Yeah, and each of these works really illustrate how you combine your effects pedal with your looping pedal to get these layers upon layers upon layers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Now, the next cut is Reggae Kimbese. And Reggae Kimbese is, it opens with a violin. And then there's more than one playing the melody. So you're doing the looping, pretty straight looping in terms of violin on violin on violin. And then you have sort of this rhythmic background that develops underneath these violins. And then you have sort of a variation on that melodica sounding that we heard earlier on from the first cut. And it's just this wonderful sort of, again, layering, but layering both of the violins pretty straightforward, as well as layering of the ostinato that sort of provides the rhythmic background for the entire piece.
That's a really fun one, and I really love dub reggae, and I listen to a ton of it. It's something that makes me feel amazing, and it's really fun to do that. It's sort of, I feel sort of like I'm on the controls, you know, taking things in and out and really letting the expansiveness go. And that's what I really love with doing reggae. And I also love the challenge of doing a full reggae song without any drums, because usually that's a pretty central part of it. But I think you can feel it without somehow.
And also, I really like the way that you will modify a sound so that it is violin-ish, but not quite. Again, that melodica sound that I mentioned before, but it has, it's not just a wind sound, it's a bowed sound. And so you get the combination of that bowing sort of effect of the violin along with the sort of altered sense of what instrument it might be.
Well, then mission accomplished for me, because that's what I really, really want. I want it to be, you know, definitely I want it to have to, for people to know that it's violin, but not, I don't want it to be, I don't know how to say this. Or obviously violin, or I really, really want it to be violin and beyond. And like, the constraint is the instrument, but it's also, we're celebrating the possibilities of what violin can do. So yeah, and that's really my, I mean, that's a central creed of my life overall, you know. What can violin do? That's really it. It's true.
Well, Musicale Silt is a tune that is universal. Everybody plays it. If you play something Ethiopian, you're playing this tune.
Yes.
Libe apparently was an original, but it was based upon what you thought you were hearing from an Ethiopian tune. And the next piece is Gondar. And Gondar, well, you start with an open bowed ostinato on the violin. But then I swear it sounds like you go into this Irish jig-like melodic line that has a bowed fiddle feel. It has a real Irish fiddle feel to it. Is that also a tune that is from Ethiopia?
It is, but this is one of the pieces where I really let all the influences that I've ever filtered through my system into. So, you know, I've definitely been really into Irish music before as a young one, but also there's a part that really reminds me of The Who in there. There's a part that really reminds me of Kraftwerk. So these are all sort of like influences of mine. But it is really my take on an Ethiopian song that the singer does in my band, Kwankwa. It's called Gondar because that's where she's from, Salamnash Zemena. amazing singer from Gondar who lives in Addis. Her career is mostly in Ethiopia, in Addis. And this is just, it's a traditional song, but I've pulled it apart and really expanded it, contracted it, did a lot of stuff to it. But Ethiopians will know it and they'll hear the thread and they'll probably do a certain dance to it called eskista, which is like the shoulder dance.
And the next piece on the album is Wozzeret Ethiopia.
Yes, or Mrs. Ethiopia. So yeah, this is a piece written by Gurma Beyane. Essentially it is, but I've really pulled it also apart and really remade it. But I think Gurma will recognize it. So really special song. Gurma has an amazing story. He was well known in Ethiopia, really, really beloved lounge singer for the sophisticated set in Addis. And this was one of his hits. Due to a broken heart and also political upheaval, Girma retired from music completely and moved to US, disappeared into the diaspora, and had a completely other life. But during the sort of, I call it sort of a heyday of Ethiopian music in the aughts through like 2015, Girma was back in Addis, living there, and he was interviewed about back in the day by a TV crew. And this TV crew got him going so much on his memories that he reactivated his career. And this is all to say that I was there for all of this, and he loved the violin, so he would have me come up and play this song with him.
And so you learned this song directly from him.
That's it.
The thing I like about this tune, or this version of this tune, is it has, again, a very interesting ostinato underneath it. I almost think of it as a sea shanty, you know, the rhythm beat under it. But then the melody begins, and then it has a very low string feel to it as well, with this electronic swell that occurs during it. And everything is then built over these two distinct ostinato elements.
Yeah, that's true. Those aren't really from the original part, but it's just sort of what came out as something unique and distinct and just a little different interpretation.
Well, and the other thing that I really like about this tune is the echoing effect that you do with a reverb, so that you get this melody line, but it has this continuous sort of echoing effect throughout it. And it almost is like another rhythm. It's just a nice combination.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I really feel like it's a very tuneful one, but a lot of the intrigue of it is in those tales of how the echo will unfold based on when I put my foot on it. And it does each have these spots where it has a big open spot where the echo can develop. And it's going to be different every time, which is super fun. It's always a surprise of how it comes out.
Thank you.
And the last tune on the album is Bellomi Bena. And this is, again, a just wonderful, eclectic mix of underlying rhythmic patterns. You have this wow-wow electronic sound, and then it's joined by a second rhythmic ostinato, which I'm calling it like bluegrass chopping.
Oh, yeah.
And then the melody is on top of these two layers. And then it varies in relationship to the two layers. So it's, again, it's this interesting effect of the melody on top of the layers. And then a third rhythmic layer, which is a violin layer, develops. It's about 2 minutes into the piece. So you have these three rhythmic layers going and going back and coming forward and going back and coming forward as you're going through the piece. And then it ends with a violin from the melody. There's a rhythmic pattern that you've developed that goes from the melody into the rhythmic pattern and then back to the melody again. It's coming to the end, finally, with that sonar beeping it from the very beginning into silence.
Yeah. It's probably the second most covered tune you'll hear. Musica We Sealed being the first and Bellomi Bena being the second. So this is really still me being like, hey, I have this statement, but don't be scared. You know it. There's parts of it that you already know. So come on along. So that's why I bookended the album with that being my last piece. Yeah, it's a traditional song. I mean, Muhammad Ahmed does it, but it's traditional. Thank you.
Tonight on Evening Eclectic, I've been talking with composer and violinist Keita Hostetter about her debut album, Uraj Ale, Impressions of Ethiopia, which in each song represents a sonic memoir of her experiences in Addis Ababa. Uraj Ale, Impressions of Ethiopia, was released this past Monday, April 20th, on Domino Sound. And again, I want to remind people that in 2 days, on Tuesday, April the 28th, there'll be a multimedia performance of this album at Roulette Intermedium in Brooklyn. And this is part of her residency there. So I want to thank you so very much, Keita, for being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much, Dave. I love chatting with you. It was super fun.